Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Let's go, baby. So, hello, my friends. Welcome. I am, in fact, Heather Stewart, and you are listening or watching Illuminate Your Worth and on the Inspired Choices Network, which you should have a look around because there's really cool things here to learn about and to experience. And we're going to talk today about the formula for life. And this is a little bit of a spoiler alert. You might not get the answer that you think you're going to get. But hell, that's life. Do we ever get what we think we're going to get? Rolling Stones, you get what you, and you don't get what you want, you get what you need. Yes, that's it. So today we are talking about people wanting this like solution to whatever it is that's driving them crazy. You know, I want this one solution. I want an easy way for this to work out. I want the easiest way to have this life of my dreams, like they show me on TV, you know, this magic formula. And I'm going to tell you a little tough love, my friend. There's no magic formula. And even if you watch all of these things that guarantee like success, you know, do what I do this and, you know, have your fabulous body, do this and have your fabulous life. If you ever look really closely at the bottom, it says, not all results typical. And there's people who will be successful at it, potentially. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if you remember that show, The Biggest Loser, where these people lost weight. You know, they did the thing they wanted to do. But if you followed them afterwards, I don't think they maintained it. I think the majority of them ended up back or worse than where they were. Because when you're trying to do something and you're trying to force something and you're trying to fit yourself into something, you are going to not be able to sustain it, right? Christine's list. Yes, she remembers. Most of them didn't maintain it. And that's not to say that, you know, they didn't work hard and they didn't learn some things, but it didn't fit their life. It didn't fit. It didn't maybe teach them how to sustain it. So life is, if you think about life, life is choosing your own adventure. You chose to come down to the planet. Yes, part of your adventure, you might have decided before you came here. But I always tell people, yes, I might have decided I'm going to go over here this weekend, but I have free will. I could go there by going this way and then this way and this way and this way. So when you came down, you said, I'm going to go and have this life. Some people never get to their what they want to get to because they used their free will and went somewhere else. And that's okay. No, there's no judgment. You are the master of your domain. And the sooner that you can own that, the sooner you will have your formula. So it is choose your own adventure. And there's no one specific way to follow for you forever. No, let me say that another way. There's no one specific way that everyone should follow to get to their destination. And I feel like when we follow this is the way to do it, this is the only way to do it, you are outsourcing your power. And I was talking to Christine at the beginning of the show, and I was talking about when I was a massage therapist, I worked in an office tower, in a clinic in an office tower. So I saw a lot of desk jockeys, which is, you know, your typical office workers, stress, stuff going on, deadlines. And a lady came to me one day and said she had shoulders like concrete. And I'm, you know, working away, doing my thing. And she asked me, isn't there a pill for this? And I was very honest. I said, no, There's no pill for this. This is self-inflicted, and you're choosing this. But she didn't want to hear that. I don't think she ever came back. But I have to be honest with people. I mean, I deliver my honesty with as much kindness and compassion as I can. But if nobody tells you that you're living someone else's life and you don't recognize it yourself, then how are you going to get out of it? How are you going to have the realization that this isn't the right place? This, I'm not doing the right thing. This is causing me to trying to fit into someone else's mold. And how is that going to serve you? How are you going to find your way? So, who's something to contemplate? Like, whose life are you trying to fit in? Some people that I know don't recognize the fact that they aren't choosing what they want. They're trying on everybody else's clothes. They're going into everybody else's closets and they're trying on everybody else's clothes. They've forgotten to look in their own closet. So your life should be your way without apology. One of the books that I like is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F by Mark Manson. And in it, the one line that I specifically remember is, you're going to live your life your way. Just don't be an asshole. Right? So you can be you without being a jerk off, right? You don't have to be mean to other people. So you don't need more self-help books. You don't need more information because that's taking all of your power and saying that the information you need is outside of you. I will know, how to find true happiness if I read this book on how to find true happiness. I will know true happiness and fulfillment if I go on this retreat. I'm not telling you not to read books and go on retreats because I'm a big fan of retreats. But I want you to recognize that that's all interesting and is good information and will give you new ideas and new perspectives. But the real answer for you is inside of you, right? And this is one place where a lot of people don't check out. They look for answers everywhere, everywhere. I mean, I've been guilty of it. Look at I'm a course junkie. I'm a retreat junkie. I'm in about six courses right now, but I also hold, I have an inner compass that I have developed through years of introspection, and I will take a piece of information and hold it to my inner compass and say, that's now that doesn't line up quite right. So I just say, I take the pieces that work and I send them away. So what you do need is you just need to transform the way that you are viewing your value, perhaps, wisdom, perhaps, knowing, trusting. Oh, remember last week we talked about strengthening your trust muscles? Trusting that the inner knowing that you have and strengthening that knowing will help you know what your personal formula for life is. I've been a personal trainer for maybe 20 years, maybe not quite 20 years, but maybe it is 20 years. Oh my goodness, how did that happen? Anyway, and because I went into the wellness fitness world quite full on, and I would talk to my clients, and they would want, have you tried the Beachbody workout? Have you tried the, I can't remember all of them now, the 90, what was that? P90X, that was another one. And I would say, no. But I will try them and I'll let you know what I think. So I've done a lot of these things and I would always come back to them and say, well, can you fit this into your life? Does this fit the way you want to live your life? Is this a sustainable thing? I mean, everyone is an experiment of one. The only person who's going to know what's best for you is you. And that doesn't mean you throw all these programs away. I still do some of them, by the way, but I don't do them the way that they say you got to do it this way or it's not going to work. I say, my body is not your body. My brain is not your brain. My life is not your life. I'm going to fit these pieces in the way that they work best for me, right? You are indeed an experiment of one. And you don't need necessarily someone to tell you, okay, I actually believe that you don't need someone to tell you what to do because you know. But what you do perhaps need is support when you start to wobble. Whoa, I don't believe myself. That's when you need that cheerleader. Yes, you're doing great. Or someone just to reflect back to you. Sometimes all you need someone is to reflect back to you what's happening. I remember this analogy one time that someone said to me. It was like, you are in the jar. I think it was a jar. And on the outside of the jar, or maybe it's a box, jar box, on the outside of the box is instructions. But you have to get out of the box to look at the instructions. So if someone outside the box can help you read the instructions, you can stay in. And I'm not trying to put you in a box, but it's like you are, you can't see yourself from the outside. You can only see yourself from the inside. Your inside is super wise and knows the answers. But sometimes there's a little person inside of you who doesn't believe that your inside is knows what it's doing. And that little person can't see from the outside the progress you're making or the direction that you're heading. And it's trying to keep you safe. I get it. We're wired to try to keep ourselves safe and out of trouble and in the background and homogenized and don't get kicked off the island. But if you can find a trusted person or resource outside of you, and don't use ChatGPT. That's something we were talking about at the beginning before we started. Don't use ChatGPT as your therapist because it's just going to tell you what you want to hear. And I've asked it questions and it tells me what I want to hear. But think about what you actually need is just someone to reflect back to you the reality of what's going on for you. So it's hard to see progress because progress is sometimes slow and you don't recognize that it's progress. I remember one time a boss that I had, and funny, I didn't actually like this boss very much, which is rare for me, but he said to me something about the way that I was carrying myself at work. We were on a retreat. I love retreats. And I just went, whoa. I had no idea. Like when I stopped, when he said that, I'm like, oh my God, you're right. And I had not realized a behavior that I had developed. And something that if I thought about, I didn't want it to be that way. So once I was aware of it, I could change it, right? But you don't need, so we're gonna go to, on the break in a minute, but what I want you to do is to think about your inner compass, your trust muscles, and whose life you would choose if you chose your own life. What direction would you choose if you chose what's right for you? And one of the things that to consider is that when you're choosing, there's going to be people who think you're wrong. There's going to be people who think that it's the biggest mistake of your life. Perhaps, I mean, everybody's got an opinion on how the world works. And, but you've got one thing to remember is what they're comparing it to is what they think their life should be. And how their life should be. You are a component of their life, right? So you have an unwritten agreement with them that you're going to be like that and I'm going to be like that. So if you change it, well, that's not part of the agreement. But what if the way that you would be the best way for you to structure and live your life enhances that relationship? We just don't like change. That's all. We just don't like change. So, and there's lots of reasons for that too. I want you to think about this while we go on the break. Whose life are you living right now? Is it fully aligned, if you think about it, with your inside? And then we're going to talk about building a life that's designed for you because you are a unique individual. I'm one of 7 million, billion, or something like that, but you are a unique individual. There is no one like you on the planet. So contemplate that while we're on the break, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Welcome back. That was fast, wasn't it? Boof. Life goes by just like that. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Yes, this is me. This is Heather. And we are talking about the one size fits all life, right? We don't need to have a one size fits all life. How boring would the world be if we were all the same? Oh my gosh, forget about it. Like, why would you even come down? By the way, we came to the planet for the contrast, whether you like it or not. We came down here. And there is this illusion in the world about this perfect formula. You know, look at that's how fads take off. It's like, oh, the superfood now is goji berries. Oh my God, I can't get goji berries because everybody's eating them because it's the new superfood. Or the new fitness trend is, I don't know, there was this wobble stick for a while, which I thought was ridiculous. The new fitness trend is this. The new fitness trend is this. The new health trend, eat butter, don't eat butter. We have a tendency to see a trend and like we're all in. That's not necessarily how we're designed. Remember, you are a unique individual. So we are conditioned to believe that success comes from following someone else's formula, but that is disempowering. It's following someone else's formula without question is going to disempower you from being able to tune in to your own inner knowledge. Right. And that only works if you have their exact body, their exact life. You want everything exactly the way they have it. It's like, well, actually, I like this part, but not this part. Well, then you can't follow their exact formula. And I just remember, you know, following other people's routines in the past. It's like, well, and then you feel like a failure. You're like, it didn't work. So I must be the failure. You are not the failure if following someone else's formula doesn't work. It just means that that formula wasn't right for you, right? That means that there was an aspect of that that maybe worked for you and maybe didn't. I always think about people often ask me, this is kind of off topic. Well, no, it's on topic. People ask me if I'm religious. And I say, I am multi-denominational. I take the aspects of every religion that I like, and that's my religion. So, because parts of it work for me, and parts of them don't. So does that seem strange to you that I cherry pick? But it's not strange. because you cherry pick every day. You cherry pick, I like this kind of pickles, but not this kind of pickles. I like this kind of bread and not this kind of bread. You know what you like. You know what, hopefully, what's as you tune into trusting your trust, your strengthening your trust muscles, you're going to start to tune in a little better to it. But I want you to think about that you are wise and you know. And if you have been following someone else's formula, maybe there's aspects of that that you're attracted to that will work for you, but you don't have to follow it exactly. You are going to select the aspects of it that work best for you because life isn't actually a problem to be solved. Life is an adventure to be lived. And if you can shift your thinking from trying to solve a problem to living an adventure, you are going to have way more success and have way more fun having that success. Right? So, if that's that shift from looking for the solutions outside to recognizing that what is exciting for me right now? What feels good right now? Maybe, and also looking forward, maybe a gallon of Haagen-Dazs would be great right now, but later I'll feel like crap. So maybe just a couple spoonfuls would be enough. And I mean, the coaching that I do and the program that I created was actually designed to stop fixing people because I'm not here to fix people. It was designed to help people to see what was working in their life and what was working really well and that they wanted to keep. Think of it as like, what's working really well that I want to keep? What's not working well that I want to throw away or stop doing or change? And what feels like something to be added? And it's split into areas so that it's not overwhelming. I don't want people to be overwhelmed, right? Overwhelming is not going to help you get anywhere. When I think I just keep thinking of P90X, like 90 days I have to work out how long every single day. That doesn't work for me. It's like, what if I'm tired? Then I've failed. So you're going to build the life you love that was meant for you, that lights you up, that makes you happy to live. Now you're not going to tolerate. Tolerating is not a way to live your life. And I'm not saying that getting to that place is easy. It's simple, sure. It's simple, but it's not necessarily going to be easy for you to shift gears. So if you've always been on this one track, so imagine I'm a CPA, I'm a senior director, executive in a finance company, because I was, and making the money of a senior director. If I had kept my blinders on and said, this is how a career is supposed to be. No, I don't like it, but this is a career. This is how people are supposed to live until they hit retirement and then they go off and play golf or something. I hate golf. I played golf when I was an accountant because that's what accountants do. I'm like, every time I go, I don't like golf. Why do we have to play golf? Can't we just go for a walk? But no, you have to play golf. So if I had stayed with those blinders on in the belief that I was in the place I was supposed to be in because that's where people said I was supposed to be, then I might have died of a heart attack by now, or well, my stroke might have killed me, who knows? But instead, I just trusted. I said, there's something else that I want to do. There's something bigger that's going to make me happy and live the life that I want to live. And yeah, I learned a lot when I was an accountant, and I still use that knowledge now. And so I wouldn't chuck everything out with the bathwater. I keep some of that stuff that you've been working on and learning. But I decided to start to trust myself and to start taking different steps. And it was not easy, my friends. Okay. And I mean, I talk about it flippantly sometimes with people, and it might seem kind of obnoxious to some people, but I don't care, really, because at the time it was super hard. And heart-wrenching and heartbreaking and all the things about downsizing and changing homes and changing careers and shifting lives and affecting the people around you. But at the same time, it's a decision that I had to make for myself. And the people talk about, selfish is, what is it? Selfish is not, no, self, anyway, it's not selfish. Oh, they talk about self-care isn't selfish, right? I was trying to look, do it to something else. It was kind of a form of self-care, wasn't it? Where I said, I don't want to be an accountant anymore. I want to leave this and go in a different direction. And yes, there are people, there's probably still people who think I was crazy to do it and disagreed with me entirely. But now I have built this amazing life that I really like living. And I'm not tolerating, I'm not doing the things I don't want to do. In fact, today I'm in a workshop learning how to use AI to do the things I don't want to do. I'm not going to use it to replace my brain, okay? Don't worry. But you need to learn to live your life your way. You do not need permission. If you do need permission, I've given it to you before. There's your permission slip. You just need space. Give yourself grace to explore and be curious, if you've never tried it before, on what kind of life could I see myself living every day? So I think about the beer commercials. I think about the retirement commercials, even the Viagra commercials. They show these super happy people and then it fades to black. That's not their every moment of everyday life. There is the, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. So there are, you still have to eat, you still have to sleep. You still have to get enough exercise. You still have to probably clean the house, or you could hire someone. But there is still going to be you, but you living in a way that lights you up. And the beer commercials, the Walt Disney's, all of these things will show you like that extreme high, right? The I'm At my every day, I'm having such a fabulous time. And that's not reality. And do you want to live like that every day? Really? I'd get bored, I think about when I owned my own yoga studio, I would get applications all the time of people who wanted to work for a yoga studio because they thought it would be so cool to work in a yoga studio. It's so zen, everybody's so chill. And working in a yoga studio is washing floors and cleaning toilets and folding mats. I don't think they ever thought through that. Yeah, there's yoga. Yeah, there's happy people. Yeah, there's meditation. Yeah, everybody's pretty chill. But there's also the practicality of it. There's also the practicality of, well, there's still some things that need to get done. You have to answer emails, you have to pay invoices, you have to send invoices. You have to balance your bank statements. It's running a business. So it sounds really cool to work in a yoga studio until I tell you to go down and clean the bathrooms. And when I was in massage therapy school, everybody thought they wanted to go work on a cruise ship as a massage therapist. I said, find out what it's actually like to work as a massage therapist on a cruise ship. You're in a room with no windows massaging people. You don't get to sit up on the deck. You don't get to be in the deck chairs. You don't get to go for the swim in the pool and the spa. Maybe you get to go ashore when I know when people are when you're docked, but maybe you don't. Maybe you have other duties to do. It's a job. And do massage therapy because you love massage therapy. That's why I did it. On a cruise ship, it sounds glamorous, but think about I'm using these ex kind of extreme examples to just say the life that you want to build, you have to visualize yourself in it every single day. And is that how you want your life to be every day? And if you would get bored, then that's not right. That's not totally right. You might have aspects that are right, but maybe it's not totally right, right? So think about that for a moment while we have another break is coming. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some things about building your life. We are going to talk about not tolerating. We're going to talk about building. We're going to talk about the adventure. So, you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth with me, Heather Stewart, on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life. From career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
That's me, heatherstewart.coach. And Illuminate Your Worth? No, yes. Yes, Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about the formula for life. And do you remember when you were always trying to solve for X and X was unknown? That is you. That just popped into my head when I was talking about this. I'm like, because I have notes over here I keep looking at, but I'm like, oh my God, I should have thought of that. So the formula is solve for X. And X is you. Or if you want to be Y, X, Y, Z, whichever letter you like, pick a letter. But the solution to your formula is you. It's completely 100% you. And the answer is inside of you. And here's an exciting thing. It's not going to be one answer. It's going to be a whole bunch of answers. It's going to be, let's do this and let's try this, because you are multiple, you're a multidimensional being. You, even in our 3D beings, we have multiple dimensions. I mean, I love talking about, you know, you have your body, right? So your body is your physical wellness. I have a newsletter today going out to my, if you ever pop over to the website, if you want my newsletter, I send out stuff every single week on how to contemplate life, really. Today, I'm talking about tuning into your intuition, because your body has a lot of information. And I didn't call it intuition at the time. I don't think I called it intuition in the newsletter, but spoiler alert, it's your intuition. Your body has its own intelligence. Our brain thinks it's in charge. So not in charge. It's just the worker bee. Our body has answers. And if you ask your body, it knows the answer. So the newsletter today was teaching you how to tune into the answers in your body. So the formula is to solve for you. You have your body. It has answers. You have your emotion. Your emotions are you, your response to life. You think something, you have an emotion. Sometimes not emotion is still an emotion. And Are those emotions properly tuned? Are they overreacting? Are they underreacting? Are they the emotions? And I'm not saying never be upset or angry. I'm saying that it's information for you on what's working, what isn't working. There's your relationships. That's another aspect of your life that you want to think about. Your relationships are a bit of a reflection of what's going on inside of you, right? If a relationship's not working, what inside of you is allowing that relationship to be the way it is? If someone's not treating you well, is that because you don't think you should? This is a little tough love. I'm just going to give you a little warning here. If someone isn't treating you well, you're letting them not treat you well. So what about yourself do you need to change so that you don't let people so you don't allow people to treat you poorly? But your community of people around you, you can have disagreements with them. I mean, I took my friend camping and we had a momentary misunderstanding and then we had a glass of wine and laughed it off. And then we spent an amazing weekend together, really diving deep into some stuff. We were just kind of helping each other out, untangle some things. We were camping in the backwoods. That's how you can do that, by the way. Get away. But your community of people should be supportive of you. And even when they disagree with you, have conversation with you about it so you can work it out. Your occupation of what you choose to do in the world should make you feel good. As an accountant, I felt like my life was being sucked out of my brains through the fluorescent lights. Yes, I liked solving the puzzles. Yes, I liked the people I worked with and talked to lots of people. But the day to day, I would just hire AI to do all that because that day to day stuff was not my jam, right? Your financial health, people like, oh my God, money. We're not supposed to talk about money. It's taboo, blah, blah, whatever. Talk about money. You want that in a way that supports you. We always think we want to win the lottery, blah. And yeah, I'd love to win the lottery. I'm not going to say I'd love to win the lottery, by the way, universe. But that will just allow you to live the life that you want to live more freely, perhaps. Or for some people, it's just too much pressure and they want to go back to being the way things were. And they sabotage themselves to do that. So your financial health, you want your financial health to fit you. And if you want it to be bigger, you need to make yourself bigger. C-O-M-E. I'm spelling the word become, by the way, if you haven't figured that out. Body, emotion, community, occupation, money, engagement, your spiritual health, your purpose. If you feel like your life is being sucked away slowly, run away. Run away. Because there's something draining you. And if you don't know what it is, take some time to figure this out. Because I say it all the time, but you are here for a purpose. Everybody has something to offer to the world. Everybody has a skill. Everybody has a gift. And we downplay our gifts like crazy because we compare ourselves to other people. We compare ourselves to the people on social media. By the way, those people aren't real. We compare ourselves to movies. I just went to see the new Jurassic Park movie. Spoiler alert, dinosaurs eating people. And if you want a movie that's just like, yeah, it's just like you're just watching dinosaurs eating people. You don't get too worried about it. But are those people living their life? Am I going to compare myself to these superheroes who are like, I'm going to give myself and let the dinosaur eat me to save you? I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. Not real. We measure our worth by looking at the world outside of us. We should measure our worth by looking at the world inside of us. Your purpose here does not have to be being eaten by a dinosaur or exploding bombs and fireworks and, millions and millions of likes. Your worth could be just helping one person, right? And that could be all you need to do in this world. One day I was walking across, it was raining, I was walking across a parking lot. I was randomly picking up worms and tossing them back onto the lawn because they were going to drown. And no, I'm not afraid of worms or snakes, but I am afraid of spiders. And I got in the car and my husband said to me, "What were you doing?" I said, "Oh, I was throwing worms back onto the lawn." He said, "But there's hundreds of them." I'm like, "I know, but the ones I threw back onto the lawn are pretty happy, aren't they?" And interestingly, during the break, I have a message from someone that I took on a kayak trip 15 years ago who's messaging me now because she still remembers an impact that I made to her then. So you don't know necessarily the full impact of your gift. Your gift is something intrinsic in you that you are here to share with the world. Maybe it's growing a beautiful garden. I've used that example before because of a garden that I love. Maybe it is writing a hit song. Maybe it's making delicious kombucha that's sitting on my desk right here and making people happy. You don't judge whatever your skill is. Don't judge it as not good enough, but tune into the inside of you because there is no formula. You're solving for X, Y, Z. You're solving for you. What inside of you is here to come out into the world and make some sort of difference for you, for the people in the world, because you're not broken. You just need the life that fits you. If you feel like you're broken, you're living someone else's life. If you feel like you're broken, you're living someone else's life because you are not broken. You just need to live your life, not someone else's, right? And it takes, if you have never done this exercise before, then it's going to take you that little bit of work. Like I said, when I started changing my life, when I started changing my life to my life, it was a bit messy. There's that messy middle part where you're trying to find your feet again. You're trying to navigate. People think you're crazy. Some people think you're amazing. Things aren't working the way you want them to work. It's kind of like menopause. Things aren't working the way you want them to work. Oh my God, sometimes they kill me. And if you can't laugh at yourself, I mean, seriously. But in that messy middle part is when you can start to untangle the pieces, when you can start to figure out, oh, I like this part. I'm going to keep this part. I don't like this part. I'm going to stop doing that part, or I'm going to change that part, or I'm going to shift that part, or I'm going to morph that part into something else. Or here's something I'd like to add on. I had always wanted to be an artist. I always thought I was always doing art when I was a little kid. So I was always doing an art when I was a little kid and I morphed myself. Now I said, well, I'm going to do more art. So now I do. I have a studio and I paint and I sell art and I love it. And so you're not broken. But if you feel broken, there's a reason for it. And that's what we're going to talk about on after the break. So we're going to talk about why you're not broken. And we are going to, oh, here's something I need to say. If you've enjoyed this show, my friends, I would give you big hearts if you send me a 5-star review. I'll send you big hearts all the time, by the way. There they go. And send it to someone who needs it. Like, let's be serious. There's someone you know. There's someone in your world you know who needs this. So send it out into the world. And I always love and I'm grateful for all assistance because you are not an island and we're all here to support each other. So when we come back, we're going to talk about why you're not broken and what to do about it. So come on back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Because we all want to thrive, friends, we're going to illuminate your worth, solving for X in the formula for life. I am Heather, and welcome back. So we're talking about why you're not broken. You just need to start living your own life. And the best way to do that is to actually sit down and look at your life. It's not instantaneous. It's not a quick fix. It's not a pill. It's not someone else telling you, do exactly what I say and your life will be perfect. Because that doesn't work. That's still you living someone else's life. You need to take ownership of your life. I feel like there's a lot of tough love today. Love you guys. So let me ask you this. What would it look like if you stopped looking for the right way to do things and started to do your way instead? That's, write that down, by the way, or just snap screenshot or something, do something. But think about, like, and take your time with that again. Yes, I'm going to say it again. What would it look like if you stopped looking for the right way to do things and instead started building your way of doing things? So there's lots of people out there who say, this is the right way to do something. This is the only way to do something. And then, I mean, that's how marketing is designed, right? That's how marketing is designed. This is the way you need to do this. This is the product that you need. This is the system that you need. This is how to do this. But really, there's a million, billion ways to do things. And there's going to be your way that will incorporate aspects of all these other ways, but it will be unique to you, like your fingerprint, right? Can you imagine that everybody's fingerprints are different? How many people are on the planet and everybody's fingerprints are different? So your life is going to be as unique as your fingerprint. And I don't need to make an excuse for my fingerprints. I don't need to make an excuse for my life. My life is designed to support me and to lift me up and to make me feel amazing and know that I am doing what I am meant to do. And because of that, because I'm living my life, I'm helping other people live their lives. I wouldn't tell people to live my life. Oh my goodness, are you kidding? I wouldn't put that on anyone. Think about it. I have people who think, oh, your life is so cool, because they see aspects of it. I'm teaching kayaking this weekend. I teach kayaking in the summer. And people think, oh, being a kayak instructor is so cool. Being a kayak instructor is super fun. Yes, but I would not do it full time. I do it in the summer because it's fun. And then I need to take the rest of the year off because it's tiring. Lifting kayaks, carrying kayaks, falling in the water, getting out of the water, teaching people how to understand how to move in the water. I love teaching. I just love teaching. And that's the aspect of that that is me. But it's not for everyone. Your life is going to be your life. So the only thing you really need to do is to be curious. That's the fastest way you're going to get your answers. It's like trying on somebody else's outfit, right? Go to the store, try on an outfit. Oh, this doesn't work. Or it kind of works, but I need it to be taken in over here. Or I need it to be taken in over here. Or this color is terrible. I need a different color. Think of your life like that. You can try on other people's outfits, but they're not going to fit perfectly. You're going to want to be curious about what part of this does fit me. What part of it does feel good? What part of it does make me feel like I am fabulous? Because you're not trying to live this balancing, right? We're just trying to find a harmony of our life. So what part of this fits and what part of it do I need to adjust so that it fits me perfectly? That's all. And it can change over time. It's not a one-stop, once and done, because you're going to keep growing. You're going to keep changing. Your life is going to keep changing. You're going to learn more things. The further you go, the more you're going to learn, the more you're going to say, hey, now I want to add this on, or now this worked for a while, but I'm going to take this away. And that's what makes the life isn't static. Life doesn't stay still. And when life starts staying still, that's usually something's dead, right? I just remember in a yoga class, I once said, even when you're dead, you're just being devoured. So you're not really staying still, but your spirit goes away and you have a good laugh with your friends and then you come on back down and do it again. So this is you choosing your adventure, not looking for your right way, not looking for the only way, looking for your way. And all I want you to do is to be curious about what works best for you. What is going to fit you the best? And when you are living your life, your energy, your vibration is high. I went out for coffee the other day with a friend, and I've been doing this an exercise to raise my vibration. And my friend came in and said, oh my God, have you lost weight? I said, no, I have not. She goes, you're glowing. And all it was I started to change my vibration. So living your own life, you are changing your vibration. You are up-leveling yourself. You are feeling good. I walk around most of the day going, wow, I have a freaking amazing life. How amazing is this? Even when I look at a list of things, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I still have an amazing life, right? Even if I don't want to do it. So go back to that question I gave you. What would your life look like if you stopped looking for the right way and you looked for your way instead? That's what I want you to do. And then let me know how it went. Put comments somewhere. Go to all the socials and comment on your life-changing question. You don't have to give the deets if you don't want to. Next week, by the way, we are talking about how sometimes things don't work perfectly. And there's a hard part. We're going to talk about getting out of the bite me zone. Because when you're making changes and you're doing personal development, at some point, you're going to hit the bite me zone and you're going to think it's all going to shit when it's not. That's just like when you've got to start going through. But we're going to talk about that next week. Next week is getting out of the bite me zone. I am Heather Stewart. I am a transformation facilitator, life coach, and all-around fabulous person. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And I can't wait to see you next week. Take care, my friends. See you soon. It's going to start in a second. Don't worry.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.